You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Thursday's racing, and you can hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:05 PM with Gary Capewell, Rory Delaghi and Chris Pimlott in the studio. We've got meetings at Doncaster and Huntingdon domestically over the obstacles. We've also got National Hunt Racing over in Ireland from Thurles. There's all-weather action in the evening from Chelmsford City as well, and plenty to look forward to, so do tune in for all of that. Right now though, my name is Mark Walton and I'm joined in the studio by Mr. Craig Forsyth. How are you, Craig?
Yeah, very well. Thanks, Mark. It's a beautiful day outside and sun shining and temperature's nice. So it's almost spring-like weather, isn't it?
It makes a nice change, doesn't it?
It is.
We've had all the rain and the abandonments, including up to this week, but a bit of sunshine about and some good racing on its way as well. So
yeah, off Doncaster, good to soft ground, but we've obviously got inspections planned elsewhere. We've lost Ludlow. Unfortunately, some of the track's still suffering, but hopefully a few more days like this, Mark, and everywhere will start drying out.
Yeah, I mean, at the moment, there's a little bit about the clerk of the course at Cheltenham, Simon Clace, saying he's got no idea what the ground's going to be like just because of the abject weather at the moment. So
up and down like a yo-yo, yeah. Isn't it? Yeah. But long may this type of weather last, Mark, and hopefully we start to get some better racing on better ground.
Yeah, hopefully so. Speaking of the weekend and the good racing, as you mentioned there, it looks like we're going to see Dodging Bullets back. He's favourite for the what used to be the Game Spirit. Paul Nicholls is talking up his chances, saying he looks fantastic and he's in good form at home. It's be good to see him back on a race course, won't it?
Yeah, definitely, Mark. Last year's Queen Mother Champion Chase winner. Only defeat last year, came on his first start at Cheltenham. You know, I think Paul Nicholls was very disappointed that day because he thought he was a real good thing to win on his return. And I thought even at that stage, they seen him as a live contender for the Queen Mother Champion Chase at Cheltenham. And I think they was very disappointed on that occasion. So he may just need his first run back in the Game Spirit at Newbury. But, you know, it's fantastic to see a horse of his calibre come back on the track. I never warmed to the horse in his in his younger days, but last season I became a big believer in him, and it was good to see him, you know, win such a race at the festival.
Yeah, he's 8-13 to win the Game Spirit on Saturday on his return. He's also 8-1 to retain his crown at the festival in the Queen Mother Champion Chase. If he comes out and makes an emphatic reappearance, would you give him a chance of retaining his crown?
Yeah, you've got to consider him, but you know, I think we've got Undersoy, who, you know, is going to be hard to beat in the race, Mark, but definitely deserves a chance. Never ideal to see a horse come back at this time of year, have one run and then go to the festival. I don't know if we remember back to last year, Sir de Grugy, you know, they tried to rush a campaign into him from here on in to Cheltenham. It didn't really work. But, you know, I hope Dodging Bullets puts up a bold display at Newbury and, you know, they can start concentrating on defending his crown at Cheltenham.
Yeah. It'd be good to see him back. Paul Nicholls talking him up as the guy to save his season in a way, because this time last year he was winning every big handicap and every big graded race, it seems, on a Saturday, and he's struggled a little bit this year. He says he can't put his finger on why, but apparently the horses are in good form and Dodging Bullets is going to be the one to bouncing back, I suppose.
Yeah, definitely. I think you'll have a few big chances, you know, this weekend. The likes of Mortis and the Betfair Hurdle, yep. Probably a short price favourite for that race.
6-1 joint at the moment.
6-1 joint favourite, yeah. So it's a big weekend for Paul Nicholls, and he'll be looking to take some of that valuable prize money back to ditch it.
Yeah, you're saying there that Paul Nicholls has had a relatively disappointing season by his standards. I suppose one of the disappointing horses has been Salviniaco Conti. He hasn't looked anywhere near like his old self, really. And the plan was originally to go to the Grand National. Apparently there's been a change of plan, and they're considering, or they're going to drop him in trip for the Ascot Chase, which is quite interesting.
Yeah, very interesting move, Marcus. You know, he's a horse that he does stay 3 mile. There's no doubt about it. He stays 3 mile. Obviously, his victories at Haydock and the likes and Kempton, you know, prove he stays that. But I always thought he's a horse that, you know, is a definitely as good over 2.5 miles, and it's an interesting drop and trip and an interesting angle. But where he goes from here and what kind of campaign he has for the rest of the season remains to be seen. But I certainly wouldn't rule the horse out. I don't think he's short of speed. I think he's got more than enough speed to cope with the drop and trip. So very interesting to see how he gets on.
Yeah, it poses an interesting question of where he'll go next if he wins on Sunday in that race, because Paul Nicholls doesn't really want to run him in the World Hurdle. He said that. He said this is a change of plan. If he wins this and he's better for the drop and trip, would they then reconsider the Grand National tilt? And it would be interesting.
The one interesting angle for me, Mark, and I had a conversation about the race this morning, was the Ryanair Chase. Now, you look at the front of the market and the Ryanair Chase, and there's a lot of horses there that won't run. You know, they'll go for the Gold Cup. And I think it's a wide-open race. I wonder if, you know, they could be tempted to enter him in the Ryanair if he was to put up a good display, dropping back in trip.
Yeah.
Because he's certainly got the class to win a Ryanair. And it's a race at this stage where, I mean, it could cut up to 6 or 7 runners. So, you know, I wouldn't rule out him being supplemented for that if he was to put up a decent display.
Yeah. Paul Nicholls is targeting Vibrato Valtata, the Ryanair, at the moment. He's currently a 12-1 shot in the betting. Yeah, if he were to win, would he have 2 in the race, do you think? Would he
I would give him an option, wouldn't it? You know,
I'm concerned about his Cheltenham form in general.
Yeah,
Slovenia Conti, whether they'd even bother sending him to the festival this year.
Yeah, he's getting on, but I just thought with you look at the likes of Atour and all those horses, Road to Riches, and we've got, you know, there's quite a few at the front of the market that look like they'll be heading towards the Gold Cup. Don Cossack, I think he's another one that's up there prominent in the betting
10-1
for the race. So I'm tempted to try and get stuck into that race at this stage of proceedings, Mark, to try and find an each way angle, because like I said, it could cut up and it could end up with 6 or 7 runners on a day.
Yeah, it's one of the more unclear races at the festival at the moment, isn't it? The Ryanair. While we're on the subject of the festival, one man who's probably going to have a good festival is Willie Mullins. He's planning another British raid before then. He's going back to Warwick, where he has a pretty good strike rate, rather, and he's sending 6 of them apparently to Warwick this weekend.
Yeah, I think he's definitely making a bold move to try and win the Trainers' Championship, and by sending 6 horses to Warwick for this weekend, and I'm sure there'll be a few heading to Newbury as well. I've seen some entered in the big hurdle race down there. You know, he's definitely looking like he's putting his cards on the table, Mark, and he's going to try and capture that Trainers' Championship. And he's got some useful sorts going to Warwick this weekend, so I can see him picking up some more prize money there.
Yeah, he's even declared one for Plumpton on Monday, which is...
Must be a few lorry loads coming over this weekend, and obviously going to make a weekend of it.
Yeah. Do you think it is because he's targeting the British Championship?
It must be, yeah, definitely. You know, Warwick isn't a course, or this meeting isn't a meeting he's targeted in the past. Obviously, Newbury has been.
Yeah.
This meeting, but haven't seen any runners at the Warwick meeting.
Yeah. Interesting stuff. Anything else on your mind, Craig, before we get stuck into Thursday's action?
Not really, Mark. On Thursday, just keep an eye out for a horse that I've been mentioning quite a bit on the shows recently, and Winter Escape, who makes his return at Doncaster. I think he's a horse that could very much enter the Supreme Novices Hurdle picture tomorrow night.
Yeah, we were on Racing Radio talking about this, weren't we? 33-1 shot at the moment.
33-1, yeah. That appeals before he runs under a penalty at Doncaster on Thursday.
Yeah.
He could be the leading light for JP McManus in the race, and Barry Garrity comes across to take the ride on Thursday.
Interesting. Yeah, we've got plenty of action to look forward to on Thursday, including potential Cheltenham clues as well. Good stuff. Let's get stuck into Thursday's racing then. Craig's going to look at 2 of the races at Doncaster for us. He's also got a race at Huntingdon and one from Chelmsford City, and we'll get his thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, we start at Doncaster in their 1:15, and this one is a Class 4 handicap chase over 3 miles. It's for 5-year-olds and older. We've got a field of 11 at the moment here, Craig, and it's going to be quite an open event, this.
Yeah, there's quite a few of interest, Mark, and should be run at a good honest gallop. The likes of St John's Point will make sure they go a good clip in this race, but The worry for me with him is he's blinkered first time and he was doing enough in front anyway in his races. I think the first time headgear could light him up and he could do a little bit too much out in front. And Doncaster's a track really where it's quite difficult to make all over the 3 mile chase track. So Sir John's point would be passed over, although, you know, he's a horse that remains on my radar because I think he'll definitely win a race, particularly on better ground. I think I'm going to go for the class angle here, the top weight, Willoughby Hedge. Tom Bellamy comes in for the ride, takes a useful three off. He was travelling really well when he came down at Newbury on his penultimate start. He was looking like the winner at that stage. He then went to Warwick. They dropped him in class a little bit, and he carried top weight and what was really bottomless ground. And he came off a good second best, you know, well clear of the third, but he just bumped into an extremely well-handicapped horse on that occasion. But the pleasing point of that run was the way he jumped. You know, he put the fall from Newbury well behind him, and he jumped really well in the Warwick race. You know, for a mark of 120 here on slightly better ground, I think he could be the one to beat. The biggest danger could be Grove Silver. He was just warming to his task in a decent race at this or over this course and distance last time. He was just creeping into it under Sean Quinlan when he unseated his rider turning into the home straight. I think he would have gone close that day. And off a mark of 117, I think Grove Silver could prove the biggest danger to Willoughby Hedge here.
But Willoughby Hedge the selection?
Definitely, yeah. I think off a mark of 120 in this grade, I think he's a big, strong unit, Mark, that is cut out for, you know, carrying a big weight and conceding to lesser rivals. You know, so this type of assignment will definitely suit him on better ground, which is the key. I think he can win this.
All right, Willoughby Hedge then for Craig in the 115 at Doncaster. Moving to Huntingdon next for their 3 off 5. This one is a listed novices hurdle. It's over 2 miles and 3.5 furlongs. And I'm interested to hear your thoughts here about North Hill Harvey. Craig, it's a horse that Ken talked up quite markedly on paddock inspection. He's got good form behind Bartus Hill and then won at Cheltenham the time after. Is he going to be a cut above these here?
I like him a lot, Mark, but although the step up and trip is sure to suit, you know, the way he stayed on at Cheltenham that day suggested that he's going to need further in time, and the big galloping track with a stiff finish definitely played to his strengths at Cheltenham. You know, whether there's going to be enough emphasis on stamina here over 2, 3.5 on much quicker ground remains to be seen. I think he's in time. He's going to make a smashing 3 mile chaser. And even though he steps up half a mile in trip mark, I still question whether he'll have the pace for this type of test. And that would put me off, particularly with the ground drying all the time. But he is a horse to look forward to. I think he'll, particularly when he goes over fences, I think he'll go a long way up the ranks. Madafu is definitely going to make sure they go a decent gallop. But on this type of ground, Mark, the horse I like is Manila Awards. Made an eye-catching reappearance over hurdles in November at Newbury. Travelled particularly well in that contest. Wasn't really knocked about, wasn't given a hard time, and finished a really good second to Champers on Ice, a useful sort of David Pipes. You know, I think that was a really good reappearance effort, and 76 days on this type of ground, I think he could be the one to win this race for Nicky Henderson for a second year running.
Yeah, won it with different gravy last year. So Manila Awards for Craig in the 3 off 5 at Huntingdon. The 3:30 at Doncaster is where we go next. This one is a handicap hurdle, a Class 3 event over 3 miles. It's for the 4-year-olds and older. We've got a big field of 20 here as well, Craig. One of the more difficult races on the day.
I could mention 5 or 6 for strong chances here, Mark. That's how competitive it is. You know, looking down the list, Balnumiset goes really well at Doncaster. I was slightly disappointed with her on her last run, but she's been dropped another £2. What a Night absolutely tanked through his race at Taunton when winning a novice hurdle. 129 seems fair for that effort. Rock on Oscar of Paul Nichols is a slightly quirky character that finished second. The one I like is Emerging Force. A very interesting stepping up and trip, this horse. He clocked a sensational time when winning a maiden hurdle at Fontwell. And the horse that finished second, hit the highway, has since gone on and won twice and is now rated 136. So, you know, of 128 here, stepping up to 3 miles, Emerging Force is very interesting. He was in a little bit deep at Newbury. You know, that was a strange race the way it worked out. But the second horse, Big Chief Benny, who was beaten 17 lengths by Charmix on that occasion, came out and won very well on his next start at Doncaster. So I think he's a really interesting runner here off a mark of 128. And the other couple to mention, Marco Shades of Midnight, a horse I like, you know, ran on really well at Haydock. He's certainly still improving. And Harry Hunt, I put him in my notebook from this race last year. And he wasn't in much form at the time going into the race, but he travelled well and just didn't see it out. You know, 12 months on, he's in much better form now for Graham McPherson. And he's £3 higher than he was last year. So he's got to be of some kind of interest considering how well he ran in this 12 months ago. But I'm going to have to come up with one of those five or six, and it's going to be Emerging Force for me stepping up and trip.
Emerging Force then for Craig in the 3:30 at Doncaster. And the final race we look at is the 6:10 at Chelmsford City. We finish with a Class 3 handicap on the Polytracker field of 11 to go to post here, Craig. And several of these arrive in good form, the likes of Mythmaker and Beauchamp and Nuno Tristan all arrive in winning form. So it's quite a warm little race.
It is. Good little race, Mark. Beauchamp is, you know, taking his form to another level at the moment. He's absolutely thriving. But, you know, those wins have come over 5 furlongs in races where he's dominated from the front. You know, stepping back up to 6 furlongs here, I think he'll get taken on for the lead with Oriental Relation. And I think that could be the stumbling block for him. If they go too quick early over an extra furlong here, I think that could set the race up for Nuno Tristan. This horse was bought by Richard Farhey and made a winning debut for his new yard off a mark of 81. You know, still running in the colours of Richard Farhey, and they paid a few quid for it. So, you know, I'm sure they'll be keen for this horse to keep progressing up the handicaps, and it looks like he's been found another good opportunity on Thursday.
Nuno Tristan then for Craig in the 6:10 at Chelmsford City. As usual, let's have a little bit of a summary, Craig, if you'll spin us through your selections for Thursday one more time.
Yeah, we're going to start off in the 1:15 at Doncaster, and the selection here is the top weight Willoughby Hedge. Moving across to Huntington for the 3:05, we're going for Nicky Henderson's Manila Awards. Back to Doncaster for the 3:30, and Emerging Force is the one we like here. And in the 6:10 to finish off at Chelmsford, we're going for Richard Farhey's Nuno Tristan.
Superb. Good to speak to you again, Craig. Good to have you back on the podcast. Thank you very much, and enjoy on Thursday.
Thank you, Mark.
There you go. The thoughts of Craig Forsyth on Thursday's action. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:05 PM with Gary Capewell, Rory Delaghi and Chris Pimlott in the studio. It's Doncaster and Huntingdon domestically. We've also got Racing Over in Ireland from Thurles and an evening on the Polytrack at Chelmsford City. So plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Thursday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.